You are listening to Acid Jazz Hints right here on Give the Drummer Radio, and you just heard Living in the New Wave by Andre Simone, a musician from Minneapolis. So naturally, he worked with Prince. He was a bassist for Prince's early touring band before the Revolution, and then he had a solo career, and he also wrote and produced lots of songs for other people. And that was his song Living in the New Wave, the title song from his album of the same name from 1982. Before that, Stevie Wonder with You Haven't Done Nothing, one of my favorite Stevie Wonder songs, released on Tamla Motown Records in 1974. And then before that, the Barcades, not the original Barcades, most of whom sadly passed away in the same plane crash that claimed the life of Otis Redding. This was the Barcades 2.0, who were the funk version. That was one of the funkiest tracks ever made, Holy Ghost, released on Stax Records in 1979. Before that, Rick James, doing Cold Blooded, song, it's the title song from his album of the same name in 1983. He wrote this song about his relationship with Linda Blair, who was, of course, the girl from The Exorcist. After she was the girl from The Exorcist, she had a tumultuous affair with Rick James, and he wrote a song about it. Started things off with the Blackbirds doing their theme song, Blackbirds Theme, from their 1974 album Flying Start, released on Fantasy Records. We're heading into our final hour of, we're in our final hour of this funky edition of Acid Jazz Hints, and I hope you're enjoying it. We are now going to hear a song by a group called Chocolate Milk, a group from New Orleans, and we are going to hear from it's the title song from their album Action Speaks Louder Than Words, released on RCA Victor in 1975. And we are about to hear this right here on Acid Jazz Hints on Give the Drummer Radio.
The world is gonna change. what you got until you get what you need, y'all. You got to give a lot just to get what you need sometimes, y'all.
When you want to sing, bustin' loose, baby, do you? y'all doing that?
Slide.
Shake your body.
You are listening to Acid Jazz Hints right here on Give the Drummer Radio, and you just heard the Gap Band, a band from Oklahoma, the three Wilson brothers, Charlie, Ronnie, and Robert Wilson, with their song Shake, released on Mercury Records in 1979. Before that, the Brothers Johnson, one of my favorite funk groups, with their song Stomp from their album Light Up the Night from 1980, a big hit for them. Then before that, a group called Slave, with their song called Slide by Slave. That is from their self-titled album, released on Cotillion Records in 1977. They were one of the many, funk bands from Ohio. For whatever reason, Ohio was like a funk hotbed. Then before that, Chuck Brown and the Soul Searchers with Bustin' Loose, released in 1979 on Source Records, and that is the title song from their album of the same name. Chuck Brown, one of the many Charles Browns out there, famous Charles Browns. This is Chuck Brown, who was the godfather of go-go music, which was a specific subgenre of funk music from Washington, D.C. Then we started things off with a group called Chocolate Milk doing Action Speaks Louder Than Words. The title song from their album released on RCA Victor in 1975. All right, so we've got a few more funky tunes left. I hope that you have enjoyed this very special edition of Acid Jazz Hands. We're going to hear from a band called Confunction. they were formed in Vallejo, California, all the way back in 1969. This is a song from them few years into their career, several years into their career, from 1977, released on Mercury Records. This song is called Fun, but they spelled it in a fun way with two F's. It's Fun. Confunction with their song Fun. You are about to hear this right here on As a Jazz Hands on Give the Drummer Radio. You are listening to As the Jazz Hands here on Give the Drummer Radio, and you just heard Dad's Band, yet another famous funk outfit from Ohio. Is funk the best thing that Ohio has ever produced? I'm sure it is. That was their song Swoop, I'm Yours, released on Motown in 1983. And then before that, Confunction with their song Fun with two Fs, released on Mercury Records in 1977. So that is pretty much the end of tonight's funk-themed episode of Acid Jazz Hands, Acid Funk Hands. I'm so glad to have been able to fill in for Explorer's Room tonight. I hope you've enjoyed this little exploration of some of my favorite funk songs. I love funk music, and I'll have to do this again sometime. Anyway, we're going to hear just one more funk song tonight. It's one of the greats. It has been called the funkiest song of all time, in fact. And we started off this entire show with Funkadelic, so of course we got to end things with Parliament to complete the essential P-funk duology. So this song, it was the second single from Parliament's sixth album, Funkadelicy versus the Placebo Syndrome, from 1977. This is a concept album, which means that it is kind of a musical. I think a lot of people don't know this song has a story behind it. It's the last song in the album. And it is the conclusion of the storyline about the group, and their quest to defeat the evil villain Sir Noise, devoid of funk. And they defeat him by coercing him to dance. And they do that using the song Flashlight. Now you know. And next time you go out disco dancing, you'll be able to bore all of your friends with the story of this song. While they're all dancing and getting down, you can be like, "Well, Brahman Beat told me all about how this is the concept album and blah blah blah." No, don't do that. Just dance. We're about to hear this amazing song, Parliament Flashlight, right here on Acid Jazz Hints on Give the Drummer Radio. Mm-hmm.